So was it, I mean, presumably it was dangerous working?
Oh, yes, yes. There was, we had a lot of foremen specially trained to supervise the welding and things like that. So I think pretty well all the welding was done by British people. But the main manual work and the drilling and blowing and excavation were done by the Spanish.
And how long did it take to build?
3 years.
And that was full on every day building?
Yes. Mm. But while we were working on it, as I say, we extended the number 3 jetty on the North Mole to take tankers. And unfortunately, the depth of water there wasn't enough for the tankers to come in, so it had to be dredged. And the dredger came and was doing all right, but unfortunately we hit rock underneath the sea there, and the dredger couldn't cope with that, so we had to drill and blast the seabed. And I went down, we did the drilling and blasting with Spanish and UK people, and I, being a diver, I went down with the diving bell quite often to supervise the work. So that was the approach to 3 jetty was in fact drilled and blasted from the rock at the seabed.
And when you did that sort of work underwater, did you then have to take the debris up and get rid of it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you had to either the dredger would take it up, or we had a grab dredger, separate grab dredger, which we used all the time in Gibraltar, and most Admiralty dockyards had a grab dredger along the moles to keep the dredging clear. And that was get rid of the rock from the blasting.
That's really interesting, actually, because obviously parts of the harbour are very deep, and historically, which is why...
They're not all that deep.
Are they not?
Not as deep as one would want, really.
So when you were working, obviously in those days, I mean, it must have been health and safety, but not as we know it today. I mean, were there any accidents in the building of this?
I can't recall any accidents. I was doing some other tunnelling for something else there later on in my second tour, and one of the men decided to show off and put the charge in and to show off about the charge, and unfortunately went off before it should have done and blew his fingers off. But that's the only accident that I know of in the tunnelling, and nothing, as far as I know, caused an accident in the King's Lines.
That's remarkable then, isn't it? Must have been a very good team and well-managed team.
Mm.
And we talked a little bit, can you just talk again about, you talked about the number of tunnels. Can you give me a little idea of what the overall area of this underground depot was?
Well, the actual part of the tunnels goes all the way from... There's a tunnel at the north face of the rock that was put in when they had a rock fall and closed the road going to Eastern Beach. And they did a tunnel there. And the tunnels from the underground Orford King's Lines go right the way through to that tunnel which was built then. But I couldn't tell you the acreage that the whole thing is. It's
people always describe things
It's colossal.
Colossal will do.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you were working, we're going to go and talk a little bit about more impressions of Gibraltar and what it was like living there in a minute, but I just want to finish this engineering bit and talking about this. And so, you were working this, so you had Gibraltarians in some of the office, you had a Spanish workforce, so was it just civilians otherwise? Were there any...
No uniformed people at all civilian.
So that was good.
We had a UK contractor who was responsible for recruiting his workforce.
But you had to report to the Admiralty, though, did you?
Oh, yes. Mm. We every month, the reports went back to the Admiralty.
And did they come and sort of stride around and have a look as well?
Well, they sent me there.
They didn't do any visits, you know.
No, they
sort
took...
of
annual reports to fair enough. I mean, we had to report on the finance of the thing all the time and how much money we were spending and things like that. It was quite a background of people in the Admiralty itself that looked after that job whilst we were working on the job, which was part of the job that I had done before I went there.
And was it sort of exciting for you to see it realised? I mean, how did you feel as it was progressing?
It was very, very interesting to see the thing that one had designed come to fruition. But I was on design of other underground or food depots in other parts of the world as well.
But this was the first one?
This was number one.
And did it, I mean, obviously it must have taken a long time for you to design it initially. I mean,
not all that while. No, we did a certain number of tests on the rock and things to see that the rock would hold up to the 40-foot that we wanted it to be, and things like that.
But it's interesting, isn't it, when you think now and sort of designing this in the 1950s, it would have all been done on paper with drawings, and it would have been done figures and figures to calculate. The depth and the pressure and all those things. And you think about how things are designed now on computers and you immediately get a 3D image that floats around. What do you think of that?
I think the design would still be the same. I don't think you would use computers very much on the design of that.
That's very interesting. So when it... tell me about the opening of it. What happened when you finished? Was there a big... huge event, or was it because it was secret?
Well, unfortunately, it leaked.
Oh.
one of the chambers leaked, and so we had to empty it, which was a bad thing entirely, but it was a small chamber, it wasn't one of the big chambers, and when we did the testing of the linings, we found that where the leak was coming was from one of the brackets that had been welded on to do assist the actual welding of the lining, and the bracket had been cut off to avoid it being a nuisance during the use of the work, and it had caused a hole in the linings. So it was a fairly minor thing, but it was quite a job to find it. But we emptied the thing in stages to see what level the thing was, so we knew what level the leak was taking place.
I mean, what are we talking about here? How much volume of oil did you have to empty out?
A tanker load.
Gosh, and I mean, that's some, you know, that's an extraordinary story, actually, trying to find this tiny thing that wasn't actually caused by your design at all. It was a sort of, you know...
It was part of the mishaps that how one holds on a job by that size.
Absolutely. Sort of, well, kind of human error in a way, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. How extraordinary. So once you sorted that out, then what?
Then it went ahead and was filled by tankers coming into 3 Jetty and pumping the oil up from 3 Jetty. But you